Yeah, Nate or Alyssa, whoever's at the number.
Yeah, it's Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey.
You're not the cake that Chad sleeps with, are you, Nate?
No, you're not the cake with the pineapple, are you?
No, we're not. We're not the cake with the pineapple. Good. Although the carbon is delicious. We just want to be very clear so that people didn't get confused.
Can we have another ion? Another
can I get a substitute?
This one's broken. Hey, you could do that, Nate. You could ask for another
scrambled.
JW.
It's scrambled tofu.
Then the patient
the alternative.
Contract.
The alternative is scrambled tofu.
Nate, you can request another JW. I think you can.
Okay, I'll see. We'll give this one another chance to see if you see if you can do well, Ion. I believe in you. I believe in this, JW. Let's do it. So last week we talked about creating the genre rather than creating, like, the big idea. And that started to sink in. You know, I listened a couple more times back. But I wanted to talk to you about how to do that. Is it just playing concerts and creating the music, putting the music out and letting
the interval. It's about the interval. Your music isn't
okay, you've been talking
about
more about
interval.
That. Can you bring
well,
that home?
Develop it. That the notes on a rote piece of music have the expression of the resonance and where it stops and starts, begins and fast and slow, and the repetitive action of a quarter note to an eighth note to a half, okay? Or key modulation from a half-step modulation changes everything from an A flat to a C sharp. It's a pretty big jump, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So that's fun sometimes. That's fun sometimes, especially if it brings a larger, greater dynamic to the called living. So if you could do the same thing with the lines and spaces, and you could do the same thing with your potential pretension of intention. Say those words again.
Okay. Potential pretension of intention.
There you go. Bob's going to ask you what those words are to send himself an email at the 07 mark. So be sure you have those ready because we're not repeating it.
Well, I can listen back and get those when I need them.
No, Bob's going to ask you in just a moment. Don't waste time. Be on the mark.
All right. Oh, don't waste. I got more time than I need.
There you go.
Potential pretension intention.
Excellent.
Pretension and intention. Well, who cares about waiting for Bob to ask? Let's just get these definitions out there.
No, yeah, just keep going. No, you got that part, but he's going to say, what are you doing? He's not going to know what you're talking about. And that's the words that you'll give him when he asks.
Okay.
You.
Like, that's the label in his notes after we kick his chair when we wake him up.
Well, don't get too sharp now. You'll get it in the bum. You'll get it in the bum like that. Be soft. We can get away with it, but you can't.
Oh, you don't know what I can get away with, Ion. We'll see about that.
Well, let's see. Okay, bigot. Are you bragging or complaining? Let's go.
Neither.
That's good.
I'm kind of ready to go with this music. You know, you just put a bunch of words out there that was kind of like a fun expansion on what it just is to be.
What are you talking about? We gave you the key. We gave you the modulation. We told you what notes to use. We said to go it in a 12-8 time. We told you everything. We write it down on a piece of paper. It's in the college recorded.
Well, you
so
just...
Well, it's in the recording. Well, what more do you want? We told you the key. We told you the modulation. We told you to do two codas, plain as the nose on your face. We're giving you which notes to use. Did you need the words to go with it, or are you just going with the music part?
Hey, you can give me whatever you want. It'll just be remembering, right? I just haven't heard it yet. No, I don't need that help, though. I got that.
We told you. That's what we know. So embrace it. Make it your own.
Okay, new subject. So I'm in this house, and I feel like there's a few portals around here. There's the back door.
There's several.
Which
well, no. No, it's not the back door. It's what goes to the back door. It's not the back door. It's, you know, the little space that comes to the back door? Because you never get that. When you get to the door, it's past. That's why it's like, wait a minute. And you go, wait a minute. And you go, by the time you get to the door, you passed it.
Well, you were talking
the inset,
about
the inset, the in,
being two-dimensional,
the inset.
And that, you're talking about a three-dimensional passageway.
But it's an inset, the line that covers it, just like the canvas on a paper that gives in, that gives perspective. You won't be able to tell the difference. If it's flat and it's a portal and you can walk through it, you won't be able to tell the difference. If it's a painting and it's flat and the perspective's right and you can walk through it, you won't be able to tell the difference. So our words don't really matter, do they?
Well, that's probably true, but they sure are fun. So it's basically the interval. You're talking more about the interval. Okay, I'm into that. So there are these downstairs. There's literally a like a tunnel, like a poured concrete tunnel behind a door.
Fourth step. You access that from the fourth step from the bottom.
From the fourth step from the bottom. Tell me more.
That's how you access that tunnel underneath.
Huh.
It's a storm trap. A storm trap,
huh? Yeah, I was wondering what its original purpose was, because it's concreted off as if...
They concrete it off to close it. They does, but they concrete off to close it. But you can access it from the fourth step from the bottom.
Okay.
You go around the cement part.
Is there any other place in this house like that?
It's an animate. You know? Do you know where the desk is?
The desk?
Yes.
No, there is no desk here. The table.
Yes, there is.
Like that?
Nope. This is a desk. It's on the main floor.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you mean. In the second bedroom, the built-in thing.
Yes. That's
okay,
a desk. Second drawer is a portal.
Interesting, because that built-in desk doesn't have drawers. Not yet.
It does, too. They may elude you, but they do.
Okay. Well, not for long.
Well, you don't have to build a drawer. You don't have to build a drawer. Just fiddle around with it, and all of a sudden it'll open, and you'll go, oh, my God. I just couldn't see it. That's what Gene does all the time.
I can remember that. That's about to happen. Yeah.
Dude.
So do you think that it's important for me to buy this place and start transforming it into, like, what I want it to be? Or is it better just to rent and let it be what it is and maybe keep that freedom?
Play with it. Fuck it. See if it'll fuck back. Go with it. Because anyway, we said it's our damn fault and we could give a shit. Buy it. Pay for it and burn the motherfucker down. Wouldn't bother us one hit, one bit, one whit. Don't make a difference to us. It's fine. If it makes you happy, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, you're renting. If you're not paying for it, it ain't yours. So if you're paying for it, it still ain't yours. So if you're renting it, it ain't yours. And if you're paying for it, it ain't yours. So either way, it ain't yours. So if you want enough cash and money to pay for the damn thing, just talk to the Bob. Talk to the Bob man. Maybe he'll give you some money.
No.
He gives everybody else money.
No. Bob's still got a couple loans out to me. I don't want to get things mixed up.
Well, then there you go.
Do it.
Now we negotiate.
He'll pay me back someday. I know he's good for it.
Yeah, be careful. He'll pay you back in leopard's ice cream when he doesn't need it first.
Hey, I love ice cream.
He does too.
I always enjoy this. I got to run. Really good to talk to you guys. And I'll talk to you next week.
Well, ease off your, back off your magnesium a little bit if you get the runs. Ease off your magnesium just a little bit if you get the runs.
Okay, you too. Bye, guys.
Talk to the Bob man. Talk to the Bob man. Talk to the bed man.
What happened to Nate?
He got through about 45 minutes ago, Bob.
They quit, eh?
So he was through. He got it all. He nutted and everything. He's going to pay for his house and ice cream, and he knows the difference about pretension, okay? And he knows
great,
about
great. Okay.
potential pretension of ascension. And that was really fun. Hey, Jeannie Bell.
Good. Bob. Hey, Ion. Ion, I want
to
make
you.
I want to make a hummingbird cake, and I didn't know. Should I use Paula Deen's recipe or the original recipe that was in Southern Living magazine back in the 70s?
Well, they're both very close, aren't they?
They are. Paula Deen's has buttermilk in it, though. What do you think about that? What about that dough?
We think the buttermilk is important.
She has four eggs and buttermilk instead of the original recipe, which just has three eggs. And I thought it might be a little bit more moist if I used the Paula Deen recipe. So I was
Use the buttermilk and always add two extra eggs, no matter what.
Really?
You know that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
always add. If it calls for two, use four. Makes no difference.
Ion, also I want to ask you a other question, and that is, I heard you say the other day that the fingernail is a outward sign of an inward manifestation of grace, and that is the Catholic definition, their classic definition for a sacrament. So is the fingernail a sacrament?
It is, a rite of passage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, like let's say communion, just for the audience, the sacraments are physical things or expressions that you have of the inward grace of attaining the life of Christ, and marriage is one, baptism, communion, the rite of passage of death. You know, these kinds of things. And
especially communion by intinction, best.
By intinction, yes, which they stopped doing because of liberals. But, yes, of course, Donald Trump would always do intinction, right?
He certainly would. Him yell a dog, damn Democrats.
That's right. Yell a dog, damn Democrats screwed up communion for real because they're afraid of a little bit of a germ. Well, if you're taking communion, what are you afraid of a germ for, huh, Ion?
That's true. Just a case.
Yeah.
Just a case.
That's the case. So anyway, is this a sacrament that the Catholics aren't aware of? Is it something they tried to hide, or why isn't it in the book?
Bitte rufen Sie später wieder an.
Ion?
Yes. Did you like that? Did you like that? Did you like that?
It was very exotic, whatever it was.
It was. Stop. You're getting us all excited. You look at you. So it's tough to cat. It's all we think. It's all stirred
exotic,
up this time
Jenny?
Of day.
Well, what was that?
The little interlude and joined the
little. Yeah, the little Spanish-speaking woman or whatever language she was speaking who was trying to entice Ion into Dutch rhetoric. Anyway, Ion.
So, fingernail as a sacrament. You did that.
Yeah, fingernail. I'm just asking, did the Catholics, why have they omitted it from the official Catholic canon of sacrament?
They haven't. It's still there.
It is. Is it kind of like Nate's drawer? You got to look through it and kind of rub the page.
It was cleaned up in the Council of Nicaea in 25. That's when they closed the canon. Now, Bob is going to fight you about this because he's going to say it's 300 ACDC, BB, DD, Anus, Dectus, Docus, Docus. We don't have any idea what he's talking about, but it's the difference between 25 and 3 something. So, somewhere in that range, the Council of Nicaea worked it out.
Ion, if you are married, you know you're participating in the sacrament during that ritual or, say, communion when you take it by intention. How do you know that you are participating in the fingernail sacrament? Is it when it goes into the cold fusion machine, or is it when I clip my nail and stick it in the jar?
It's when you separate it. When you're able to separate that from you and it still lives, that's the sacrament.
So I cut off my fingernail and I put it in a jar. And
when it's separated from you, that's the sacrament. See, because it's separated from you for the benefit of others. That's what the sacrament's about, isn't it?
Oh, okay. And now when you get married, you get jewelry. Do I get any kind of jewelry or anything? Should I be rewarding myself with this when I do that?
Girl, you know, you certainly should. The bling bling. Get the bling bling going on. It's all right. Get some great big old pretty things, honey. Yeah. Oh, now be sure. Do not mix up. Make sure you get day pearls and night pearls. And make sure. And now, let me tell you something. When you're married for a really long time, you kind of become together. So the knacker on the pearls has to do with how it reflects and refracts off of your skin tone. So if you've been together like 15 or so years, like Bob, for example, well, yeah, they have a simple kind of love, but it would work. We could lay pearls on Bob and match the knacker to his skin tone, and they would be beautiful on Carolyn. Even if she was a completely different color, well, she is a different color, but even if she was completely different, they would still just radiate beautifully from a hank of pearls that's one more attractive than another. Okay?
Oh,
so the same
wow,
thing is
nice.
True with that process. To become as one, as what you're saying with the marriage stuff, you do become as one. It's like in the 22 thing. It kind of always two meets the two, and that's two. But that's why you be careful with your day pearls and your night pearls. And you can do it right, and that's 46-inch long, 8mm. And you can put the lobster claws with diamonds on the clips, so you can wrap it around several different ways. So you can have long pearls or short pearls, or make a choker, or you can wrap it around and make, you know, like tiered levels, and then have the diamond clasps on the pearls themselves so they clip over the pearl. And they're fabulous. You can do all kinds of things with them. Queen Victoria thought more of her pearls than she did her diamonds.
Really?
Oh, for sure. They're
I
the
don't
only
think
thing
I've
that
ever
were not
had
included.
A...
They were the only thing that were never included in the crown jewels. Her pearls were separated from it. Now, there are some there, but they were separate. She donated them, but they're not part of the crown jewels.
Oh.
And they're not stored in the tower. They're not stored in the tower.
All right. Well, I think that sounds wonderful. I feel good. Thank you.
Oh, the coconut, use the frozen coconut. You don't have to grate fresh coconut. Use the frozen is great for the hummingbird cake.
On the outside, right? Mm-hmm.
No, you make it in the icing. It goes in the icing. But
yeah,
you don't have
the,
to, like, get a coconut and grate it and toast it and all that bullshit. You don't have to go through that. A good frozen coconut is just fine, because otherwise you'll kill yourself. That's a two-day process in and of itself. Delicious, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you get tired of waiting on the cake by that time.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you make it moist enough, make your layers kind of thick, but make extra layers, and you'll like it. Because otherwise, we'd say split the layers in half so you can get more icing between them. But don't do that, because it's such a moist cake. It'll be like 12 inches tall. It'll be really, really tall. Make an extra layer or so. So you can just have a smaller piece of cake, but you have more cake.
Don't split the layers.
Because the icing is so sweet anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it calls for a lot of confectioner sugar. Lord. But that's all right. It'll be good.
That's what it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got the threshold resealed. That's great. We're glad about that.
We aim to please, Ion. You know that.
Yes, we aim to please.
Aww. All right. Well, I'm done, Bob. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ion.
You're welcome, darling. Enjoy.
Okay, Ion, we're moving forward. Thanks a lot, Jenny. I'm walking over towards the big billboard with all the phone numbers. Let's see. Who could we pick? Let's go back to Nate for a second.
Okay.
Nate, what were your topics? I didn't get any.
This
topics.
Is Alyssa.
Yeah, what was Nate's topics?
He did his music project, and they went over the interval and
resonant interval.
Resonant interval, and then there was something about pretension and intention. Pretension.
It was at 07, Bob. It's 07. You have what we talked about. Good Lord. It's potential pretension of intention.
Okay, we got a new guy. He's just interrupting constantly. Okay. Who did Moses and the Death Angel? Did they do that?
No.
So Nate did the resident interval, and then what was the
next
topic?
His rent, and then the house and portals in the house, in our 224 Emerald house.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alyssa. I'm going to have to come back to you. I got to do some other people first.
Hi, Ion. I'm having a lot of fun. Thank you. I did a weekend fossil laughing. It was wonderful.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Okay, so...
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, hang out there for a bit. Nicholas.
Bob, your voice is so low. Is your headset up on your head?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, so Nicholas, did you have any questions for Ion?
Yes, I did. Thanks, Bob. Hi, Ion. It's with deep gratitude that I have this chance to speak to you, and I've got a number of questions. They range between my meat sack body, my house, and my business, but I know that it sounds more like about my eye, but can we just start off with, is my house a portal? Hello?
Oh, I forgot to unmute Ion just a second. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Ion.
Well, wait a minute. What if we decided just to stay on mute? This has nothing to do with you. It might be a different conversation, but we'll see how it goes. Yes, it is a portal.
Is the land that I'm on a portal as well?
No.
The house is, though?
Yes.
There's a significance to being in this particular part of the world, Ion, and I'd like you to please try and help me understand what that
is. You're actually not. You're not, and that's why you don't understand. You're not in that part of the world. Somewhere else.
Okay. Where am I?
You go inside it somewhere. Well, somewhere else. That part of the world is inside your house.
It is, too.
Yes. That's why you're asking the question. You don't feel like it's that world in there. It's different. It can be warm, warm, warm outside. You come inside, it's cold, cold, cold. It can be cold, cold, cold outside. You come in, it's warm, warm, warm. And you're like, wait a minute. What's going on here? It's because it's not there.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you absolutely know.
Is there something that I should be doing with it, or should I just see it
as
part of my perspective?
Maybe.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's fun. It's good because it's kind of like living somewhere, but then having it somewhere else. So it's like good.
And how would I best
use
that?
Ice cream. Okay, let's do it this way. Do you like ice cream?
I do.
Okay, get some ice cream and taste it outside of your house.
Yeah.
And take that ice cream inside and taste it inside your house. Even the ice cream will change.
You're actually right. It is different.
There you go.
Now, would that apply to all sorts of other things, like all sorts of other foods, or would it just apply to ice cream?
Well, do you notice how long you can keep bananas in your house?
Yeah, long time.
Well, no one else can do that. They mature and rot. They stay forever, almost.
Yeah, absolutely. They hardly
That's
get
why.
Black and...
yucky. Mm-hmm. But see, if they got black and yucky, it'd be okay. You can make banana bread, but you would have a hard time getting enough bananas to make banana bread. You make banana pudding, but not a banana bread. So that's an example. Just a little telltale sign. Also, vinegar and baking soda will not effervesce like it does outside at your house.
Meaning?
The environment is different. The release of the dioxides don't happen as radically fast. The effervescence is muted.
Would there be other...
You need less laundry detergent in your washing machine than everyone else does in your house.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You're soaping and all of a sudden you'll lose soap everywhere. Soap, the surfactant of changing water... It's easier done in your house than otherwise. You can take soapy, a dishpan or a basin of water and make it soapy outside and bring it inside and it'll start bubbling over.
And is there anything else that I need to know about this house?
Many worlds would like to possess it.
It's kind of what I feel. Meaning?
What's bound in earth is bound in heaven.
Is there any way that I can access that?
You have already.
That's I have on some question. Level, but it's...
For a long time you had this knowing but didn't know you knew. You thought you were just fucked
right.
over.
Yeah.
And that curse now has become quite the blessing. Instead of losing things in your house, you find things.
You're quite right. And yet it's a complete shambles.
Well,
probably
not so much. Perspective.
Well, I'm trying to develop that too. But I feel that, and it's something that I've taught my children, is that we are God and that we must behave like gods.
Describe that. You say you are God. We got that. You said you must act like God. How does God act?
That we can create our own universes, that we can create our own environment.
Well, you do, but you're saying it as a limitation. You're saying it as a limitation. That you're
That's
God,
what I'm asking
you've got to behave. You're God, so you have to behave. And we go, okay, tell us how you have to behave.
How do I get out of that box, Ian?
Oh, yeah, listen to Miss Marvel with the little houses made of ticky-tacky. They're all just the same. Mm-hmm. They're on the hillside.
Ian, my meat sack body is it strong and moving towards ascension, or what does it look like from your perspective?
Well, you don't bench press, but if you bench press, you'd be amazed.
So that's a good start?
Well, you're not falling down, are you?
No.
So you're together.
I need to start on the RNA drops and some of the other marvelous things that Dr. Carolyn has put together. And obviously, it's cost prohibitive, and I'm going to come back to that in a second because you know that I'm in the process of trying to sell a business which I think is probably too futuristic for most of the people in the industry that I'm in. I've designed and developed a vertical axis wind turbine and solar panel that's gives lighting completely off the grid. Now, am I too far ahead of myself and therefore I haven't been able to move this business into this reality, or what is the impediment?
No, you're not charging enough. You've given it away for free. That's what's wrong with the price of...
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Hello? Ian? Giving it away for free, meaning?
That you get charging for
it. Sorry, Ian, the line seems to be breaking up there.
No, it's not.
Well, that's what happened. No, it's not.
What are you selling, Nicholas? What's the topic?
I needed to just ask Ian whether or not the actual product is too cheap or whether the price that I'm asking for the company is too cheap.
The price is too cheap.
Charge more.
For the
If you charge $50 million for it, everybody would want it. You're not charging enough.
I'm asking $100 million.
Well, add $50 million to it.
And somebody will buy it?
No.
Lord, the forget, Bob. What are you going to do with this one?
Maybe I need to give
it more thought. So, just do
no,
it.
No, just charge more. Charge more, like he said. Add $50 million
The thing is, Bob, when I go out into the market with a product that's at least three times more expensive than our competitors, most of them in Canada, people tell me my product's too expensive and therefore is not accessible to the market. So... And well, and it's
Ion's all wrong then. Ignore Ion.
No, I don't think that's a good idea somehow, Bob.
Well, yeah.
Ion, how do I get out of?
It's not a good idea, Ion. Why do you say that, buddy?
Ion, have you got any suggestions on?
Asked and answered.
Do you have any suggestions on how I get out of my own way?
Well, notice that there's a way you're into, and then change that way. There you go. Otherwise, it's way too good.
Okay,
those are opening answers. You got to think about them or not think about them, but we got to move on.
Call Harold. Harold will buy you a little thingy thing.
What's my relationship with the Habsburg got to do with things, Ion?
Well, it's a connection point. Gives you high-minded thinking. If we could just get you some of that damn Domenici money, you might be better off.
That's the truth. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, thanks a lot, Nick. Well done for your first time.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it, and thank you very much, Ion.
Bob, everything's going to change for him. He doesn't even have the shit yet. Once he gets the shit, he'll open up all this blah, blah, blah stuff, and it'll clear the mess, and he can do all right. He's going to do fine. Just give him a second. He'll be another one of those ridiculous ones who don't know nothing. He can't find out nothing. Don't know nothing. But then I was thinking, you know, has an extra $50 million for his little thing. So it'll be good.
Good.
Thank you, Ion.
All right.
Don't take a Canadian, though, for God's sake. Then it'll be back to $75 million. It'll be terrible.
Hey, Greg, I need to ask Ginny something. What was her second topic?
Communion.
The sacrament. I wanted to know if Ion thought I should use Paula Deen's recipe for a hummingbird cake or if I should use the recipe from Southern Living, which
recipe,
is where it was originally.
There's one very good one from The Joy of Cooking, 50 years before all that, which is also incredible. But now it's a little bit more decadent and a little more rich because that was a different time back then. That's when you put butter on crackers with your salad.
Thank you very much, Ginny. Yeah, I got to move on. Thanks
move on,
Ginny.
All right.
Okay, so Doug Tidwell. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Hey, Ion.
Hey, how they hanging?
Pretty good, pretty good. No complaints.
Good,
One, I just want to make a comment. I like to listen to and watch the Star Treks, go back once in a while and re-listen to the old series, and I am now enjoying them far greater than I used to because of interaction with you. It's a real joy now to learn and to understand more out of what I think they're trying to say. Anyway, what I want to talk about is the star tetrahedron, the Merkaba.
Okay.
Was Ezekiel, or did Ezekiel ascend using his Merkaba?
No, but you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Okay? Let's say it that way.
All right. Okay, I can understand that. The apex point north and south, does that determine the sex of the baby?
No. Each baby has both. It's just that one is more dominant than another.
Is my Merkaba activated?
Well, see, your definition is off, so we don't want to say no.
Okay, the Merkaba around my shoulders, running right to left, and the Merkaba around my knees, running left to right.
You got a little dead energy that you're trying to move out. There's a little bit of the dead left. It's better than it was, but it's still got a little few little dead cells. But it's changing.
Temple of,
it's changing. That's how you can tell when you first get up. When you first get up, it's better, but it's not perfect. Right?
Okay, well, I continue to work on it.
You're doing fine. You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate that. In the Temple of Arias or Osiris, there's a flower of light. It appears that it was lasered into the granite. Was that lasered?
No, it was not.
Can you tell us how the image was created in the granite?
The seed of life always was.
Can you say some more words about
that? It was set in the stone, and it's not that sacred geometry bullshit, but it wasn't a stone before the stone was.
Does each planet have a Merkaba at 19.47 latitudes?
Yes. Some is 4-8. Some is 4-8 because they don't count at zero, so some are actually 4-8 instead of 4-7. But you would never know the difference either way.
The crop circle that came to be near Anstey, near Salisbury, Wiltshire, reported on 12 August, was that created by man or was it created by other than man, and or was it commissioned by mothership?
Okay. No, wait, stop. It was done by man, but not man from here. Okay.
Okay.
And it wasn't, there was no motherfucker or fucking ship or motherfucking ship involved in the conversation. But yes, it was commissioned.
Was it commissioned by the mothership glass company?
No.
Well, a lot of chatter on the internet about that being the source of it.
They bobble. They do a lot of stuff, but most of that's distractions, you see.
Understand. That's why I come to you.
Right, and that's right. And sometimes there's points. Sometimes there are points that connect, and they do, but they don't have anything to do with the answer to the question, you see.
Understand. The symbols surrounding, the symbols outside of, at the outer edge of the crop circle, do those tell us what it is?
Not presently.
So that's a future event to be rediscovered later.
Not rediscovered, discovered for maybe the first time.
Well, discovered or pursued further later. All right, the flower that's in the center of that crop circle, can you say some words about it?
It's a connector. It's a connector.
If you draw that out around, there's a star tetrahedron that is encompassed by the points within the circle of the flower or around the flower. Is that true, yes or no?
It's true enough, but it doesn't exactly apply to what you're asking, but it's true enough.
The little looks like triangles that with a curved clear space and then a bottom end that's chopped off, bottom part of the circle. Is there any symbolism to those symbols?
Yes.
Can you say some words to further define them?
That's also becoming.
When we talk about becoming, I understand the principle of there is no time, but given man's way of...
No, we give you the direction. We can answer it, but you change the outcome. Bob does this. This isn't about you. This is about Bob. We'll say something, then Bob gets over and changes it all upside down. He got in there and messed. The Falcons had the best opportunity they've ever had of winning the damn Super Bowl, ever. And he gets down carousing at the damn bars, and fucks it up for Atlanta completely. Unbelievable. And nothing we could do. There's nothing we can do. So we've learned we have to be soft and easy with this bullshit so he don't fuck things up any more than they're already messed up sometimes.
So it seems that Bob, regardless of how anyone comes at it, Bob is the center of the star tetrahedron.
More times than not, and more times than he will admit, and more times than he knows.
or anyone else knows beyond you or your kind.
But, well, we say yes, but we say yes, but even that's amazing because we'll work something out in every single reality, and he still changes it. He still will find some way to unfuck fuckery. I don't know how you unfuck fuckery, but he can do it. It's astounding.
Can you say some words about Trillium and how it may point to or may have something to do with energy as relative to the human being?
It's a capacitor. It's a capacitor for the human body to use the energy. It's a media gauge of how you can attach energy to a meat sack body, if that's your asking question.
If you could tell me the most applicable stone that I should carry on my person, what would that stone be?
Carnelian.
Could you spell it? Is it K or C?
C-A-R.
Okay, Doug.
All right,
I gotta
investigate that further.
Doug,
okay,
you,
thanks, Ion.
Okay.
You know, you're always welcome.
What was
thanks,
your
sir.
Topic about the something in the sky, some meridian or... 33rd parallel, something in the sky.
Again, that was referring back to each planet having a star tetrahedron.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds, Bob.
Okay, thanks,
at 19.47 or 0.48 latitude.
At 19.47.
0.47 or 0.48. There's wishy-washy in there.
Latitude.
Correct.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right. So I'm looking for someone here. I mean, I offered Cha several times.
Cha.
She didn't respond. So here's someone in Anonymous that four hand up four times. Who's this?
This is Ada. First off, how many bodies do I have?
1,100.
We have heard that JW have interactions with 12 of his bodies. Is that a goal to try to connect to them again?
No. It just makes for lots of room. You have lots of room.
Overwhelming. So they are all...
No, it's normal. You navigate with them. Every time you go somewhere, it's like a board meeting. You navigate everything that you end up doing. You go to the market and you look at it and you have to navigate and solve it. Is this right? Is this enough? We got to have this. Does this fit? Does this fit? Does it meet the budget? Is it what we're trying to do? Do we accomplish it? Is it as though you're trying to please all the boards of Exxon Mobil trying to buy some veggies to make a stew?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be complicated.
That's why.
Can you tell me what tribe am I?
A very basic polymer.
A basic polymer tribe. That's a good one. A chemical.
Yeah.
You're getting new information. You're evoking new information,
yeah.
Ira.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we
You're
beginning
on.
Don't do it. Just know it.
No,
just
yep.
do
it. Just
Run
go.
To the end. Run to the end. Run like the wind.
Bill's drunk again.
Can you tell me what to do with my elbow, my left elbow?
Get some Renew and rub Renew on it.
Some days ago, they were reporting here that the sea trout had herpes. Is that a sign of... the water changing, or is it the fish going away, or?
It's just that herpes simplex is something that they put in the water that they reacted to. Is it environment? The environment's attaching to it, and it's changing. So all these things are becoming more broad spectrum. You're affecting the phytoplankton.
I consciously work with phyto, yes.
Sure. Why not?
You wanted me to do manure slurry, and that is unactivated. Or should I? Can I use? Can I start it up in
the
woods?
You have to compare. Well, you have to compare. It won't ever meet back where you started. So you've got to compare it to something. You have to create a bias to prove bias.
Create a bias.
Well, otherwise, how would you know that you know? But it could be as simple as tasting the ice cream. It'd be so simple as to tasting the ice cream as you prefer pistachio over cherry vanilla because you tasted both and you just had a taste that favored one over another. It didn't have to be bad. We're not adding a value judgment to it. We're just saying you have no bias to gauge your words to say that you would know one way or the other.
Are you talking about manure slurry or something else?
Of course.
I was asking you, should it be started outside in the sun because it has to do with the sun or not?
And we say you have no bias to compare it to. Try it and do it both ways and see which one, because you're going to see it's going to be preferred one way or the other, but the answer won't ever be questioned until you do both.
How's the hole in the Baltic Sea doing? Is it coming?
It's growing.
It's growing. Can I go to the sea and see it soon? Is it visible?
You certainly see. You can see shells by the seashore. Really, you can see shells by the seashore. They're right there. You'll see it. The curvature and the fall of the hole.
The other day you said flowers are poisonous or are going
always
to be poisonous.
For little men.
The hieroglyphs showing people, or Pharaoh, or whoever it was, breathing flowers. It doesn't tell us anything there. They used it to soak up the poison?
Well, displace it.
Displaced. Okay. And that's going to be
thank
the flowers?
Yeah, it's very wonderful. Enjoy. Have a great week, y'all.
Yeah, thank you, Ion. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome, always.
All right.
Thank you,
Ira.